We have studio and one-bedroom apartments, and we can help folks. We have some folks with us that are there because they like their meals cooked. They like entertainment, and they need maybe a little extra TLC from our nursing staff.
Great.
So if anybody is interested in learning more about Methuen Village, we are located at 4 Gleason Street. I invite you to come over for a tour at any time. 7 days a week, someone is available to tour you. You also can check out our fantastic website at methuenvillage.com.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I really appreciate both of you. And Dr. Nancy, we're going to shorten your name today. It's Dr. Nancy. Don't you sound all good and
yes,
all
I love that,
progressive?
Thank you, Dr. Ruth. She got that started.
Yes, she did. Well, I'm really glad that you guys were able to join us. I think it's also a timely conversation, but just a little before the show off air, we were just kind of bouncing ideas off of ourselves in regards to what are some of the healthy tips that we follow on a daily basis when it comes to keeping ourselves healthy. So I think we have a lot in common today, but a lot of good things to share with our listeners. So, Nancy, why don't you tell us a little bit about the healthy eating for a healthy brain that was started at Methuen Village?
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting us. So nice to meet you.
Oh, same here.
Yeah. And, yeah, I'm very excited. This is a program that's totally evidence-based, but it's rare that a person with a research background gets to actually make it real. And I was absolutely thrilled when Methuen Village and a few other of the communities at Senior Living Residences invited me to bring my evidence-based memory preservation nutrition program and work with their very talented chefs and food service folks to make it real and bring it to the residents. And Methuen Village was actually the very first one that invited me to create the program there before the first resident arrived.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, and it might interest you to know that our director of food services there, Victor Casado, was very enthusiastic because he was raised in the Dominican Republic. He was recruited to work at Methuen Village after he'd finished his studies in culinary arts.
Hmm.
And he thought, how great, because a lot of the things we emphasize are part of the native culture and food of the Dominican Republic.
Most definitely. I think we were talking a little bit about that, about how it's you're used to having it in your backyard and just being able to grow your own crops, and sometimes traveling and moving to the U.S., you lose a little of that authenticity. So that's wonderful to hear that's really cool.
Yeah. And so you might guess that one of the big parts of a brain healthy diet, it turns out to be vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really all foods from the plant kingdom are better for us than foods, most foods from the animal kingdom. Sad but true.
Very true.
And because there's so much variety in taste and deliciousness, the key is that we talk about is, okay, which delicious foods are healthy for our brains and bodies? Eat more. Which foods are not so healthy for our brains and bodies? Eat less.
Of course.
So it's not like you have to give up anything that you absolutely adore. But sometimes foods that you like a lot are not good for you. So we minimize those and emphasize the positive. So,
well, everything in moderation as mm-hmm. in any part of life. So this mm-hmm. is just one other aspect. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So what if you could just, if someone came up to you mm-hmm. and said, Dr. Nancy, there are just a couple things I want to change. I want to start with my breakfast. What are some changes that people can make from an average American breakfast, let's call it, you know, toast, eggs, and bacon, and change it up in regards to what you feel would be healthier for not only our brains, but just our everyday living?
Well, to starting with your example, with a toast, eggs, and bacon, I would keep the eggs. A lot of people don't realize eggs are given a bad rap. They're actually brain foods, and they're really good for our bodies. And there's newer research coming out that shows part of it is a lot of our animal products have been changed through modern farming methods. And especially if you take eggs that are free range or where at least the chickens have been fed things that allow them to have omega-3s in the eggs,
okay.
which most people don't realize. If a chicken is free-ranging, they're eating a lot of bugs and insects, and they're eating a lot of grass and grass roots and vegetation, and they're, all those things are full of omega-3s, which our brains need. So eggs actually, if they're healthy eggs, will lower cholesterol in the body, not raise it.
So when we are shopping in the supermarket and I just walked into, let's say, Market Basket on the right-hand side and I'm picking my eggs, I actually do have to pay attention to the cartons because
yes.
I have noticed a lot more options these days in regards to some have more omega-3, some are organic, some are free-range. So we do have them as an option when we're shopping around, even at our local shops.
And let's think about it. Eggs are a bargain food.
Mm.
Even if you have limited funds, if you're looking for a healthy source of protein and a lot of other minerals that are good for our brains and bodies, an egg is really a nice package. The other thing is you want to look at having healthy grains of different kinds in the morning. Actually, you don't need many carbs. So you want a high protein and a high healthy fat, and you want lots of antioxidants in your breakfast.
So when you say antioxidants, where can people find those?
Well, my favorite is berries.
Oh, okay.
And whether they're frozen or fresh, it's the same as terms of nutrition, and sometimes the frozen are even better because they're picked at ripeness, and you can get out of a freezer just the amount that you need. And if you're making a smoothie like I know you do, the frozen ones will give you a little, it's like putting ice in your smoothie.
Yeah, it makes it a little bit more of like a little ice cream.
And then what you can do with your toast is really most people only need a half a piece of toast if you like toast. And you might experiment with different kinds. So I've been trying more recently gluten-free toasts made with a variety of different other grains because we get, in part, too many wheat products in the U.S., and unfortunately,
Definitely.
We've modified the wheat here, so it's not as healthy as it used to be. That's why you see so many people with gluten intolerance and celiac disease that was unheard of just a little while, a few decades ago.
Most definitely. I personally am on a gluten-free diet, but I know that's also expensive. So what are some alternatives?
Well, okay. Again, the egg is a good source, but I like, I've been working a lot with hemp seed hearts. And they're a delicious seed. You buy it in the United States already partly hulled. You cannot buy a whole hemp seed in the U.S., and I'll explain why later. It's not because it's marijuana. It's actually the plant that we use to grow rope and could be used for making paper. But that's another story. But they've discovered that the hemp seed is a really great source of omega-3s and other healthy fats. It's also a heavy protein source.
Mm-hmm. I love
salad. Yeah. So one of my favorite breakfasts that you can do create in 5 minutes and eat in 5 minutes, so it's become a favorite of my 35-year-old daughter, who's a businesswoman, is you start with a base of berries, whatever you have, another fruit that you happen to have. Then you put in a layer of the hemp seed hearts, enough to give you enough protein for the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can add, if you like it, Greek yogurt on top.
Mm.
And that's a good, that's the healthiest kind of source of dairy. And then you can sprinkle cinnamon. Because spices, as you'll hear more about later in the show, is one of the other keys to a brain-healthy and body-healthy diet.
That sounds wonderful. And those are really things that are available at our local markets, and you could always get a bargain. I know that the other day I was watching a commercial, and there's yet another yogurt brand that has reached that potential of making Greek yogurt. Mm. So I know that when I was a kid, Greek yogurt was like that one brand, and you had 15 other options of the yogurts.
Right.
But now there are a few other options out there, which are on a more or less expensive scale for those who are working on a budget.
And why would we want to eat Greek or Greek-style yogurt? It's kind of fun to know. Number one, it's got twice the amount of protein.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're, again, looking to minimize calories and increase your food quality, the other is that it's not sour like the more traditional yogurt that we're used to in the U.S. And when a yogurt is sour, people are tempted to add sugar.
Definitely.
So a lot of those little things of yogurt with fruit in the bottom or fruit throughout are full of sugar, and they're actually no longer a health food when there's that much sugar in it.
Most definitely. And I know that a lot of the yogurt brands are working on taking out preservatives and taking out artificial coloring. So that's always good to keep in touch with. If you have a favorite brand, make sure that you regularly check to see what are some of the main ingredients, because they are changing and improving, I think.
Right, thank goodness.
Yes.
And then another way to get antioxidants into a brain-healthy morning breakfast could be, starting with your eggs. And then when you cook, however you cook them, just add as many spices as you can get on them. Mm. Eggs have a way of absorbing so many spices without overwhelming the flavor. And then you're getting more antioxidants and anti-inflammatory goodness into your breakfast. You can also add a lot of vegetables. Make an omelet. Make just scrambled eggs. Chop up as many vegetables as you like.
And sometimes that can even eliminate bread completely. So if you're looking around and trying to find a less expensive gluten-free bread and can't find that, it's really adding veggies always fills me up. So I love that idea. What are some of those spices that you wanted to suggest in regards to...
Our very own spice of life.
Do you want to talk about where you can find, like, if they come visit you, isn't that what you try to have on hand? Sometimes you run out, but what do you have?
Lori, tell
visitor?
Us about this. I've had the spice of life, and
you
it's
haven't
pretty good.
Lived until you have the spice of life. I always tease, but no, any folks that come to our community to tour, inquire, or want a jar of the spice of life can come to Methuen Village and get that. In addition to, we also have, I call it, you know, the creme de la creme of cinnamon that we provide as well. And each of our dining room tables has both the Spice of Life and the cinnamon on it, because we do really encourage a salt-free diet at Methuen Village.
Oh,
but
wonderful.
The spices in the Spice of Life, we have onion powder, garlic powder, black pepper,
oregano, rosemary, ginger, turmeric. We have everything in there.
And
21 different ingredients.
21 different spices?
And I use it at home with my kids. I put it on my chicken. I haven't put it on my eggs yet.
Oh, it's great on eggs in the morning.
I'm going to do that for the morning.
Oh, most definitely.
You know, your turkey meatloaf, you know, even your sauces. So, you know, again, it's one small way that Methuen Village is trying to help promote a healthy eating for healthy brain with our residents. You know, they sometimes don't even know that they're having it on their chicken, but they do and they love it.
One thing that Victor believes in, he's our director of food services again, Victor Casado, he is the leader among all our chefs in making salt-free soups. He says, you don't need to add salt. You don't need any of these soup starters that are loaded with salt and all sorts of other processed junk. What you do is you saute a few extra vegetables. And you use that as the base of your soup, and you save all the juices and water, flavored water from every vegetable that you've cooked.
And then you just freeze it,
and then it's ready to go in your soup.
He's basically making his own stock.
It is wonderful. Yes. And I have to say, every day at 5 o'clock, we have our homemade soup of some sort. And I'm happy to work after 5, because then I get to sample.
Nancy. Go right ahead.
I was just going to say, one of our secret ingredients is, because you do want a little salty flavor, but we get it from seaweed.
Oh,
kelp powder and dulce flakes. And that way you get all the minerals and goodness from the sea, and most of the salty flavors from potassium chloride, and our residents need extra potassium. There's a little sodium chloride, but just most of the flavor comes again from the vegetables and the ingredients in the soup.
That's such a good tip, because I know that it's easy to get that, and even a little sprinkle of kelp powder makes it, just adds a little saltiness if you have a salt flavor in your body that you need to satisfy. Well, Erin, I had a quick question for you. I know that you've been at Methuen Village for some time now, and you could really tell us kind of what are some of the differences that you notice in individuals that have this diet in their everyday life.
They're more engaged. I think that they, you know, again, it's not only the healthy eating, but it's also the socialization too that they're getting in each and every meal. And what's nice, and it's nice for Victor, is that we do a food committee meeting every month to kind of get feedback on what's on the menu, what they want to see. And, you know, and very seldom is there complaints, although they're gladly welcomed, because we want them to feel that, you know, they have the input because it's their home as well. you know, they are eating things that they didn't even know that they would eat. I'm going to give an example. Like, Victor makes a wonderful seafood paella. And for some of the folks that, you know, that wasn't part of their normal cuisine mm-hmm. growing up, they're taking a risk, so to speak, and trying some new foods for them. So what I see is that they become a little bit more risk takers in their old age, their senior years. They definitely feel better because they're eating well, they're exercising, and they really, you know, kudos to Victor again for incorporating Nancy's, memory preservation nutrition program into our daily cuisine.
That's wonderful. Mm. Kevin, can we take a short break and we'll be right back with everyone.
Elder Services of the Merrimack Valley has been working with elders, families, adults with disabilities, caregivers, employers, and organizations to help them navigate a complex and ever-changing system of community-based services. The agency provides an effective mix of resources offering information, referrals, advice, service coordination, community education, advocacy, and more to help elders remain independent in their own homes and communities. Contact us at 1-800-892-0890, your one stop for excellence in elder care services.
If your doors are open, you should be advertising. People are shopping all of the time, and if they don't know about you, they'll buy from your competitors.
Learn more. 978-683-7171.
Radio is the medium to reach these customers. Eagle Radio has thousands of people listening right now.
Get more customers. 978-683-7171.
These people could be listening to your message, learning about your great service, ready to come in and do business with you. Are you ready for them?
Reach new customers. 978-683-7171.
Call Eagle Radio at 978-683-7171. Eagle Radio gets results. That's 978-683-7171. And make your product or service top of mind. That's 978-683-7171.
Good morning, everyone. It's Patty Fernandez from Elder Services, and we're here at the WCCM studio this morning with two lovely ladies who are joining us from Methuen Village, which is located in Methuen, if you haven't guessed already. And Lorianne Dealey is the Director of Community Relations, excuse me. And we also have Dr. Nancy with us this morning, who also has not only infused healthy foods and working with their lead chef over at Healthy Living at Methuen Village, but she's also really infused healthy living, and that comes through the food. Is that correct?
Well, healthy living for the brain actually has multiple dimensions. Lori mentioned exercise turns out to be as important as the nutrition.
Oh, definitely.
But my special role is in nutrition. But while we mention exercise, I just have to share with your listeners that every time you move, especially if you exercise, whether it's taking a walk or doing aerobics or weightlifting, you're making new brain cells. The more you exercise, the more new brain cells you're making.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. I mean, this is such great news.
I feel like I'm losing them all the time, so I'm going to do that more often.
And especially in the little part of the brain where our short-term memory resides, the hippocampus, that is the most active part of our brain, metabolically active. So the bad things you do shrink it, and the good things you do, like exercise and eating the right foods, expand it.
That's wonderful. And I think personally, every time I get into a slug moment and I say I need to kickstart, I'll try new smoothies or I'll try new recipes, it actually energizes me and say, oh, I'm going to take the dogs for an extra walk today, or I'm going to hit the gym an extra time this weekend. So it actually has a great pairing when you're feeling more upbeat and positive and energetic. So I could see some of your residents also falling suit and with their changes in their diet, whether they acknowledge all of them or are heavily involved in them. It's really nice to see that you guys are combining it with some of that socialization and energy activities.
It is infectious, you know, when you're doing all of those things, or even, you know, two out of the three things, you know, between exercise, socialization, and healthy eating, it makes a difference in their life, and they feel better usually when they walk through our doors.
Most definitely. So. I've actually visited Methuen Village, and I must say that the food is amazing. We usually have a lunch in there, and it feels like you're at a wedding, so that's always a good feeling.
I will let Victor know that.
Yeah. He does a great job over there, but I can only imagine that it's a great feeling for the families and for the elders who reside within your facility that you guys care enough to really look a little progressively, mm-hmm. I must say, outside of the box in regards to what are some of the changes we can make that are fun, mm-hmm. that still taste good, so taking the time to think about taste, but also prolonging their lifespan and really looking at that too. And Dr. Nancy, kind of getting back to something that you stated before, along with what great things to eat, like I said, we want them to taste good. So what are some of those spices that we were talking
right.
about before?
I was dying to talk a little more about the spices. The spice of life is full of wonderful ingredients. And so I'm going to mention a couple of the stars that either we serve by themselves or in mixtures with other spices. But one that's kind of a surprise that is so healthy for the brain is cinnamon. And we had already decided to put it on the table for other reasons. It's already had been proven in clinical trials to lower cholesterol and lower blood sugar. So we knew it was going to be good for the body. And, of course, it tastes great. And I have to salute Methuen Village and Senior Living Residences. When they decided to brand their own spices and were working with a spice company to do this, they're the first assisted living in the whole world to have their own spices.
That is pretty
and
cool.
And they had a choice of when they went to, we had decided on cinnamon, they could have gotten the cheapest brand, the middle brand, or the best. We went with the best. And it's actually the Vietnamese form of cinnamon. It's one of the ones that was tried and proven in the clinical trials to work. And it also is the most aromatic and the most delicious. People are always begging me for it, right?
Yes.
They would like, you could be in a new business of selling your cinnamon.
We're branching off.
Yeah. But what was discovered more recently, just 2 years ago, by some Israeli scientists, is that cinnamon also has an impact on the brain. Now, these studies were done in mice and houseflies, and what they were able to show is that it helps block the production of this beta amyloid in the brain. That's one of the problem proteins that causes Alzheimer's disease.
So that's the protein which is in our brain?
Right.
Okay.
That's in our brain in excess. It's in small amounts. And as single molecules, it's part of our immune system. We want it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it starts getting in excess, and it starts clumping together and clogging up our brains, in brief.
And that's caused by
lots of things.
Or?
Well, it's caused actually by a poor diet.
Poor diet.
And
okay.
What the spice does is help undo some of that damage. But where the damage comes from is not eating enough antioxidants.
Okay.
And
so
antioxidant-rich foods, the berries, the vegetables, the spices, and even nuts and seeds have antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
Beans. All the whole grains have antioxidants. The other process that hurts is inflammation. And again, where does inflammation come from? It comes from not eating enough antioxidants, but it also comes from eating too much unhealthy animal foods and also too much sugar. Sugar turns out to be the most dangerous food in excess for the brain. And carbohydrates, refined carbohydrates of all kinds that can help spike the blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And
because of the doses. Some people say, well, I don't like candy or, you know, I don't understand why my high blood sugar is so active. But it is true what you're saying. A lot of it comes from the refined sugars, which are in other carbs.
And again, in traditional diets, we had no such thing as refined sugar. Sugar, and we have as humans this desire for sweet, right? It gets stronger the older we get. And it's because in ancient times it meant you would live another day because that sweetness came in the form of a fruit,
mm-hmm.
perhaps a nut with some little sugar in it or a bean.
Mm-hmm.
But it was always embedded in this wonderful food for us. Now we can get it as straight sugar. It doesn't
literally.
Feel good. So we've been experimenting not only with cinnamon triggers a sense of sweetness
mm-hmm.
without any sugar. Plus, it combats the little bit of sugar you're eating. Also,
it's a flavor enhancer.
It's a flavor enhancer, so it makes everything taste better. Yeah, your pasta sauce, any stew, soup.
I tend to sprinkle it on things when I naturally would want sugar.
Yes, it's exactly.
or
exactly the way to
cereal
do it.
Cereal or something of that nature.
You can put it in coffee and tea, especially this high quality that Methuen Village has. So that's just one spice.
And if someone, you know, was listening in today and was looking for that particular Vietnamese cinnamon and couldn't make it to Methuen Village but wanted to pick it up while they were doing groceries?
There are some spice companies that will carry, and it's either labeled Vietnamese cinnamon or Saigon cinnamon.
Saigon. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's good
but
to know.
All those other brands aren't quite as good as ours, but hey, you have to make do with what you have. And another really key spice is ginger. And we encourage people to use ginger in everything they can think of, just like the cinnamon. It is not only an anti-inflammatory agent, that means it helps your joints.
Mm-hmm.
Listen up, people who have arthritic joints. It really does help. It also is great for your digestion.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out both methods of action help the brain. If you have a healthy digestive system, you can absorb the good foods that you eat that we're talking about. And then if it's anti-inflammatory, again, the brain is damaged by too much inflammation, and ginger is one of those wonderful foods you don't need much of to do a lot of good.
I was just going to say that even if you put a tad in any seasoning for, let's say that you're seasoning some chicken or you're making a stir fry or you're making some whole grains like quinoa, just throwing a little in there. And it just like you said, it doesn't need a lot. I love putting it in my smoothie, actually.
Yes,
in my morning
we do too. The smoothies we've been serving, we've been having these fun parties. We call them brain healthy snack tasting parties for the residents to kind of introduce some new foods and see what they, you know, wish they liked better. And we always put ginger in our favorite
That's
one.
Wonderful. Yeah. There's actually, I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but the Blueprint Cleanse, it's the Blueprint Diet, and they have six different selections of juices. And, you know, you buy these really expensive juices, which sometimes I just steal the recipes and make them at home. And one of my favorites is green apple, ginger, kale, and a few other ingredients. And just that spark of ginger really
makes
you
a difference,
up.
Especially if you can take the time to grate the fresh ginger. The powder's okay, but the fresh grated ginger. Wow. And those are two other ingredients in the favorite green smoothie that we serve, too.
What
we throw a few raspberries in it if we have it, or strawberries. But also, if you want it sweet, you add a banana.
Mm-hmm.
But that makes it heavier.
So for the listeners who are listening in, a green smoothie is a smoothie that you make either for breakfast or a snack. And Dr. Nancy, describe the benefits of a green smoothie.
Well, for a lot of us Americans, we're not getting enough vegetables, and leafy greens turn out to be the most important for the brain. We don't know all the reasons, but even romaine lettuce, along with the kale that we know about,
of course,
romaine lettuce turns out to be amazing
for
the brain.
High in protein, too.
High in protein. It has this special substance called SAMe that helps brain function, both antidepressant and helping us think better. So one great way to get extra vegetables into us is you take the base of a smoothie, which is usually a little fruit, and then you throw in some greens, whatever you happen to have. Kale is great, romaine lettuce.
Spinach.
Mm-hmm. Parsley, you mentioned. Parsley is a very medicinal food.
I love parsley.
It helps lower blood pressure, and you said it helps your iron. So
yes, it does. Before the show offline, we were talking a little bit about my green smoothie ritual in the morning, and one of the main things I like to put is some parsley, and people are like, really, in your smoothie? You hardly taste it, but it does have a great herbal taste in the smoothie, but it's just two doses a day. I do a green smoothie, or I'll put it in my dinner or something like that. It's wonderful, and it really has helped with my iron deficiency issues. It's really helped.
And for older people, I learned this more maybe 3 years ago from a nurse friend of mine. In the days before we had all these drugs for lowering blood pressure, what people recommended was 2 cups of parsley tea a day. It is a diuretic.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Right.
I never even
knew
that.
So?
That's amazing.
A lot going for it.
Yes, definitely. And you kind of continuing on in the for a green smoothie, you said, you know, the base of fruit, put some green. Do you put I personally put cucumbers or celery or things like that. But I like to just put whatever is in my fridge.
Well, and I would recommend that, too. And that's the same with the soup, you know. It's like, okay, it's not going to happen in a salad, but it would be perfect in my smoothie or throw it into my soup.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, a variety. And also, you can experiment with nuts and seeds in your smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
Because nuts and seeds, again, are brain foods. And so any way you can think to use them, they have traces of vitamin E, some of them. They all have healthy fats.
Mm-hmm.
And antioxidants, and we're finding actually through studies so far with almonds and walnuts and pistachios, but every time somebody looks at a new nut, they find the health benefits. Lowers
Wonderful.
Cholesterol, lowers your blood sugar,
They're great snacks
improves
too.
Your brain function.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and that's what I recommend for snacks for people who are on the go. Have some nuts in your car. Mm-hmm. Have them always available so you're not reaching for a cookie.
Or stopping at somewhere. That's sometimes what I do. If I don't find any snacks in my car, I'm like, oh, now I have to stop somewhere. But I always like to also keep them in individual serving sizes, because sometimes if I'm eating almonds, I get a little out of control and I eat a little bit more than I should.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that my doctor told us, you know, try to eat serving sizes, because it is a fat at the end of the day. You don't want to eat too many. Like everything, moderation. Most definitely. What else could you share with us in regards to some of the things that you have implemented for Methuen
well,
Village?
Well, fish, and then we're going to move into our holiday tips. But fish was a big emphasis, because most Americans, again, aren't eating enough fish. We're trying to get more omega-3s into all of us, our cells, because it's so essential for brain health, but also heart health.
Mm-hmm.
And so fish appears on the menu many more times a week than it did in the beginning.
Yeah, about five times a week, whether it's, you know, lunch or for dinner, there's a fish option.
That's awesome.
So we make it easy, you know. We kind of take the brain work, huh?
Yes.
Eating healthy at the
right.
Methuen Village.
Right.
You know, there is those fish options, and it's, you know, it's salmon, it's swordfish, it's, you know, shrimp scallops, you name it. Victor is good at whipping a cuisine up.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And it's always nice to see that you guys have a variation, because sometimes someone isn't a salmon lover, or
right.
someone likes
Absolutely.
The lighter fish. So
right, yeah.
It's that's also a nice thing. But five times a week, you guys have to come to my house. I need to stop cooking.
You got to come for lunch, Patty. Or dinner.
Or dinner, yeah.
Because our goal is that every resident should eat fish at least three times a week. So
okay.
we want to offer variety and all different delicious ways of preparing the seafood.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fish and seafood. As Lori mentioned, there is also scallops and shrimp.
Wonderful.
Some people like fish. Some people like seafood. Some like one or the other or both.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to give a variety and always an option. And assisted living, as a resident, you get to not only choose between the two main entrees, but also there's always an alternative menu if you have particular likes and dislikes.
That's awesome. And do you guys feel like you guys are hitting your goal in regards to three times a week per resident, or are you guys still working on that one?
I believe so. I mean, they really do, you know, again, they are definitely coming to each and every meal, but there's very few times that a resident doesn't come down for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, because that's their chance to socialize,
mm-hmm.
and it's also their chance to get some nutritious meals.
That's
so
awesome.
It is. It's a great aspect of just coming to live at Methuen Village.
For sure. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to share some holiday tips for you listeners out there. Thanks so much.
Elder Services of the Merrimack Valley has been working with elders, families, adults with disabilities, caregivers, employers, and organizations to help them navigate a complex and ever-changing system of community-based services. The agency provides an effective mix of resources offering information, referrals, advice, service coordination, community education, advocacy, and more to help elders remain independent in their own homes and communities. Contact us at 1-800-892-0890, your one stop for excellence in elder care services.
We had hail the size of golf balls. It was terrible.
Hey, we here at Eagle Radio 1110 and 102.9 HD2 know that you have a lot to say about your community, about politics, about the weather, about, well,
anything and everything.
We'd love to hear it. That's why we have Eagle Radio's Squawk Box. Call 978-295-1110 any time of the day or night, 24 hours a day, and tell us what's on your mind.
I thoroughly enjoy that you're doing the news all day. It's nice to have the local things happening and being updated without having to worry about Boston Station that doesn't cover the Merrimack Valley necessarily.
Then listen to the Man Orchard's Workday Cafe and see if we play your message on the air. It's that simple. So call Eagle Radio's Squawk Box at 978-295-1110 and tell us what's on your mind.
Good morning, everyone. It's Hattie Fernandez once again, and if you're just joining us, we are here with two lovely ladies, Dr. Nancy and Lorianne from Methuen Village, who have been sharing not only amazing tips, but just a great way of how they have been infusing healthy living and just healthy ways of eating and making not only our brain healthier, but just us in general, healthy individuals through food, but also how wonderful it is to be paired off with socialization, with physical activity. And personally, we've all acknowledged that we are also ignited when we're eating healthy foods to work out more, to be more social, to do more things. So thank you so much for being here this morning, ladies.
Our pleasure.
Yes, thank you.
And offline, we were just talking about how important it is that you really do kind of spice up, not to use the pun on the word, your foods, not through just with salt and, you know, refined sugar and things like that, but how easy it is to grab some fresh herbs at the supermarket or to re-rack that spice rack that's looking a little lonely with some looking at different cultures. I was just sharing that last night we made this Indian style quinoa, and it's quinoa is a whole grain. We threw in some spices that we had and some fresh vegetables, and we had never done it before, and it was amazing. And it's just about trying new things, really.
And what I'm dying to ask, what root vegetables? Kinds of vegetables?
We put
did
some
you
anise.
Throw?
We put some. I can't remember the actual. It's a green vegetable. It kind of looks like a sweet potato, but it's a little bitter. It's more bitter, and I went to this little market that my friend had told me about. We also did put some sweet potato in there, and it tastes really, really nice. We cooked them beforehand and just kind of chopped it up. And we also put some caramond whole, which is different than having the actual spice. So it tastes really good, along with some white fish on the side, and it was just, it's a nice, healthy way of kind of, we kind of ate a little crappy this weekend, so we're like, how are we starting this weekend really with a real nice, healthy bang? So we're like, let's make something really healthy. And it was a creative way of kind of recharging ourselves and saying we didn't eat pizza on Saturday. We're forgetting that whole situation. But also, I have some to take for lunch today. I had a green smoothie in the morning, so I just felt more refreshed. And it's not even 12, so it's always nice to do that.
This is such a wonderful example, because we were sharing that it's the one way to start towards health is to have more of a variety of grains and to leave the white rice for maybe special occasions like once a week or instead of every day. And the same with white potatoes or white anything. So you're trying quinoa, which is a wonderful grain because it's a complete protein.
Mm-hmm.
It was what kept the Incas going for centuries. So, and it's fun. It's small, small grain, and it cooks in 5 or 10 minutes.
It's very easy to make.
15 at the most. And so you can make a whole meal in a dish.
And just like you said, it's a whole meal. You could just throw what, and it's a good nutty base. It has like a little nutty flavor, but just like white rice or brown rice, it's a good base to mix with anything. If you want to make it into a stir fry, if you want it to be your side, a lot of people make it cold too. They'll just put some raisins and nuts. And it's a great
cold
breakfast.
Pasta salad, for instance. I can serve it just with olive oil on top.
Pumpkin seed oil and a quinoa is amazing. It has this nice spice to it, and it's really, really nice.
I wanted to pick up on something else that you said a couple of times, because it is really true, and most people don't realize it. You said if you're eating healthy, like your green smoothie or this dinner that you described, you actually feel energetic after you eat it, and you feel energetic for a long period of time. Many Americans who are eating the refined carbs, they might feel jazzed right after they eat it, but within 20 minutes, they're ready for a nap. And it's like, you don't have energy to go out and take a walk. You just want to sleep.
It's very
true. And that's really the effect of refined carbs on our bodies and brain. It's a depressant.
It's very true. We have a caller.
Oh, exciting.
Good morning, Eagle Radio. Hello. Hello, Eagle Radio. Oh, I thought we had a call. Oh. I guess they
we'll call back if you'd like. We're having great conversation.
978-687-8005 if you want to call the Elder Services Program.
Thanks so much, Kevin. We are going to jump right into these tips as we talk about, Nancy, not to interrupt your thought, but it is a very important one. It's true. You know, you have a ton of energy maybe right when you drink that Red Bull or right when you eat that breakfast sandwich, but talk to you in an hour later and you're probably still a little hungry and you're probably a little low on the energy. And something else that you mentioned, Dr. Nancy, is that you guys infused this on a very timely way. You didn't just rush into it. You didn't just not include your residents. And I thought that was really valuable. And I think for the listeners out there, it's important as well.
Absolutely. We started with, you know, recipe after recipe, kind of transforming and tweaking and getting their feedback. It wasn't just, here you go, here's your new dish. We involved them in the process to really refine and determine what was going to make something that would be palatable for everybody and be good for them, too. So I think the residents that were part of the study really did appreciate, you know, they felt there was a sense of purpose, too, a greater purpose, to not just trying food but giving their input as well. And I don't know, Nancy, if you have any anecdotal stories to share.
Well, I think you've described it well. And the other thing that happens is that residents want to share this with their families. And that's why one reason we developed the tips for delicious holiday brain foods, because that's a time, holiday time is the time when their families are most likely to be around and they like to share with them what's been going on and how it could be incorporated into the family holiday meal.
And what's nice is you can go on to our website, methuenvillage.com, and look and see how we've transformed some recipes into healthier versions.
Oh, that's really cool. I know that you mentioned you were making your meatloaf healthier, and kind of traditional American cuisine.
Yep. Our cookies, we have a wonderful chocolate chip cookie recipe that incorporates raisins, dark chocolate. We use applesauce instead of, you know, pure sugar. So it really is kind of a tweaked version of our, you know, kind of
awesome.
Favorite.
Oh, I have to try that.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And I love the SLR cookie because Lorianne has already described some of the ways we tweaked it, but another was to use mostly whole wheat pastry flour, because it's lighter than some of the whole wheat flours, so that you're getting a whole grain instead of a refined. And then
that's
in addition to applesauce, the idea is to lower the sugar to, I think there is no sugar in the cookie. So we use a combination of stevia and then some sweetness from the applesauce.
So, I personally use applesauce and like a nut milk to make it vegan or gluten-free as much as possible. So it does add a good significant amount of sweetness if you replace sugar with applesauce.
Well, I do invite the public just to come in and take a look on our website. There's a healthy cooking logo. You click on that, and you get all of Nancy's wonderful recipes right
there. That's awesome. I want to try those cookies for sure. We actually have a cook-off, a cookie cook-off at Elder Services.
Oh, really?
Services,
oh,
and maybe that will be the recipe.
Yeah.
If I win, I will definitely give you guys complete credit. Now I have all the listeners holding me to it.
And then the other cool thing that's on the Methuen Village website is called Brain Healthy Cooking. In addition to the actual recipes, which you can print out, there's little video clips of our chefs doing some of their specialties. We've had chefs' cook-offs, And we filmed them doing their special recipes. So there's a whole set where they were advised to use cinnamon as the key.
So it's like our own
ingredient.
Iron Chef.
I love it. That's really, really cute. I like that a lot. And that inspires people.
It does.
To cook a little bit more. Yeah. I like the idea that you printed out these tips for delicious holiday foods because, like you said, especially in our arena, the holiday times is when a lot of the families are around and they're bringing foods and they're bringing favorites and they're enjoying holiday times with your residents. So this is a good way to kind of keep the momentum going. And also, outside of Methuen Village, looking at your quote-unquote family of the residents. So can you share some of those with us,
yes.
Nancy?
Yeah. The cookie was an example where you take what is a traditional recipe and you tweak it. You put in more, either 100% whole grain flours or you do 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of sugar, you use some of our natural sweeteners that are not sugar at all, like stevia, or some of the newer products on the market, like Truvia.
Mm-hmm.
And then you use fruits for your sweeteners. So, for instance, in addition to cookies, you could take your traditional cranberry sauce. Instead of putting sugar in with the cranberries, you can use apple cider or apple juice, or you can cut up apples and pears, which are naturally sweet. So you get, and if you need still a little more tweaked sweetness, you could add a little packet of stevia or Truvia.
Mm.
And there's then no refined sugar in it at all, and it tastes delicious. It's a favorite recipe of my family. And then for mashed potatoes, now here's an idea that I see is becoming more popular, is you can either totally substitute mashed cauliflower for those mashed potatoes or serve it 50-50.
Mm,
and most people don't even notice.
Idea.
They think it is the most delicious mashed potatoes they ever taste, and they don't realize it's mashed cauliflower. The 50-50 is probably a good way to go on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can add vegetables like the meatloaf we were talking about. You could take a traditional, not that that's going to be your Christmas dinner, but it could be another meal that you get ready when you have lots of guests. You introduce a lot of green leafy vegetables into the meatloaf. You use turkey instead of beef or pork. And then you could put a ton of spices, either fresh or right, spice of life. Add a little cinnamon, little ginger, and any basically vegetables that are in your refrigerator. And then instead of white bread or white flour, you would use a whole grain. It could be cornmeal. It could be taking a whole grain bread and chopping it up and put it in your meatloaf. So that's one another idea. And then what we try to do is suggest people have those spices on the table and encourage flavor through spices. So let's see.
That's a great idea. Instead of putting the salt shaker on the table, putting some extra maybe seasonings on the table.
And another whole area is your brain-healthy appetizers. So while your guests are waiting for the main course and you want to treat them to something to nibble on, we have a whole list of brain-healthy appetizers, and there are some right on the website as well. But anything with avocado is going to be healthy for you. Avocado is a brain food that most people don't realize. Wow, it's a brain food? We used to be worried about it because of the fat in it, but it's actually all healthy fats, and it won't cause you to gain
weight.
It's so
easy to make some guacamole.
Right. Yeah.
Just chop off some cilantro and garlic and onions, and
it's all good.
It tastes amazing. You put maybe some gluten-free crackers around the table, and it's actually a really easy snack.
Right. And then you can add some veggie sticks. You can put out nuts. You can have any kind of fruit, like thin sliced apples or grade berries. And then if you're getting fancier parties like we do at our holiday parties, you can use shrimp or scallops.
Mm-hmm.
You can use, in this area, we have a lot of people from the Middle East. So there are other dips that are really, really lovely, made with chickpeas, like hummus.
Mm,
there's so many varieties of hummus. And I've seen a lovely one made for the holidays where you take a regular hummus and then you put pomegranate seeds, you sprinkle around.
Oh, that's
a good
idea.
And it's so festive.
Oh,
and you can put little
amazing
bits of green if you want as well, like you take some cilantro and or parsley and chop
it up. Oh, that's a good idea.
Sprinkle it.
I like that idea.
Isn't that fun?
Yes.
I do like that a lot. I've never done the pomegranate seed, so we'll have to try that.
Right. And let's see, beverages. The key is if you can, keep soda out of sight. A lot of Americans guzzle soda, and it's actually not good for us. The bubbly actually leaches the calcium out of our bones and teeth. It's not just the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So even when you go diet-free, it's not a healthy vegetable. So I encourage people to offer all sorts of other delicious drinks in hopes that nobody asks for the soda. Always have water available, fruit juice, fresh apple cider is always a good one. And you can, to make it more interesting, you could have natural mineral waters mm-hmm. that are sparkly. You want the natural mineral waters, though, not the artificial bubbly mm-hmm. stuff. So that's, and then you could have iced tea, mm-hmm. hot tea, coffee. All of those are good for us.
I love taking whatever fruits I have. Like right now, pomegranates are a huge fruit, and you just mentioned it, and juicing them with maybe some apples and then adding some Pellegrino. So it's
kind of like
a little bit of a soda-y vibe, but it's really good for you. And it's I think it's very sweet as well, so it kind of takes away that sweet edge.
Right, and that's exactly what I recommend to people who are just love their bubbles.
My sister, she loves, she's like, where's the Coke? And I'm like, there's juice right here. It has bubbles, you know? And she's totally entertained.
So you do want the natural mineral water, like Pellegrino. There's several different brands out mm-hmm. there. And then... let's say one of my clients loved ginger ale, but it was her teeth were a wreck because she was drinking ginger ale all the time. So what we did, we went to Pellegrino and added some fresh grated ginger, or you can actually buy a ginger extract.
Yes, I have seen that.
A couple of drops, and then you add a little Truvia or Stevia, mm-hmm. and you've got...
Fresh ginger ale.
And it is so delicious. You never want to go back to the...
I was going
to
say, did she like
stuff.
It?
Yeah, she loved
it.
That's
awesome.
Yeah, she can make it herself.
I have to try that.
So, we already discussed brain-healthy soup. Some people like to serve soups for their holidays. And mm-hmm. the key would be to use extra herbs and spices and vegetables and avoid the salt, mm-hmm. and having them too heavy in salt. And you might try lentils or beans in them.
Yes, definitely.
And then I like to encourage people to use a cooked green leafy vegetable. I suppose the most traditional would be Brussels sprouts or mm-hmm. broccoli. Mm-hmm. And even though broccoli doesn't look very leafy, it counts in terms of being really healthy.
Yeah, definitely. And it's a good digestive food as well.
Yes,
especially if it's... I know that personally, in my family, we... Everyone makes a dish, mm-hmm. And, you know, you come back, and my mom has
wonderful.
9 sisters, so
there's plenty
of food, so it's nice to have a really boastful salad and to have a soup so that you can balance it out at some point, so that's really nice, or take an eating break.
and it's just another magic word is you can have a fresh green salad somewhere along the line of your holiday mm-hmm. dinner. That enhances it.
Most definitely.
Then a lot of people like to use either a squash or sweet potato or a yam. And again, you can make it totally healthy. Sweet potatoes are actually healthier for us than white potatoes. The white potatoes have some good things going for them. But you can use like a non-sugar sweetener. Again, your stevia or your Truvia.
Mm-hmm. A little cinnamon.
That's right.
Right. And a lot of people, like myself, are experimenting with a newer low-glycemic sugar called coconut sugar. I guess it's turning out that everything from the coconut palm is good for us.
My mom always used to use shredded coconut on our things to make it sweetener. So I really love it myself. Mm. These are such great tips. And I just want to say thank you to both of you again for coming and joining the Elder Services team. To our show, and I want to call you a regular now, because Dr. Nancy, you're going to join us. I'm going to call Lorianne and say, we need another kickoff food show, so this
is
great.
Absolutely. I learn something new every time we go out.
I can see why.
She always has something new and exciting and the latest on research in the Alzheimer's front, so we are truly blessed that she's a partner as well as Boston University in making sure that our residents of Methuen Village are as healthy and happy as they can be.
That's wonderful.
We love them.
Aww. Well, once again, this is Patty Fernandez from Elder Services, and if you ever would like a certain topic on the show, or you have a question for our guests and didn't get to them today, you can give me a call at 978-946-1254. And Lorianne, once again, how can people get in touch with you?
they can come for a visit at Methuen Village. We are located at 4 Gleason Street, which is just next to the post office off of 28. And our telephone number is 978-685-2220. And we have a wonderful website at www.methuenvillage.com where you can learn all more about Nancy's recipes as well as life at Methuen Village.
Perfect. Everyone out there, have a great day and have a couple great weeks. Kevin, thanks so much for your help today.
See you in a couple weeks.
This is 1110 WCCM, Salem, and 102.9 FM HD2 Lawrence. Two frequencies, serving one purpose. You, Costa Eagle Media for New England.
With your Eagle Radio News at Noon, I'm Jim Carter. Good afternoon. Mike Ellis is calling for a partly sunny Monday. Temperatures touching 50 degrees. Nice way to start our week. Tonight, cloudy. Temperatures dropping down into the 30s. Mike's complete forecast coming along in just a few moments. A Lawrence police officer has been placed on paid administrative leave following an early morning shooting outside of a Lawrence nightclub. Officer William Green was working a paid detail at Club Copa on Mill Street when he shot and wounded a man who was beating another man with a baseball bat in an alley near the club sometime around 1 this morning. According to initial police reports, Officer Green issued multiple verbal commands for the alleged assailant, Jose Concepcion, to drop the bat prior to discharging his weapon. 26-year-old Concepcion was placed under arrest following his release from Lawrence General Hospital. The unidentified 27-year-old victim of the beating was transported to Beth Israel Hospital, where he's being treated for blunt force trauma to his head and multiple stab wounds to his torso. A Plaistow, New Hampshire couple accused of child abuse were arraigned in 10th Circuit Court this morning. 23-year-old Jessica Lynn Scott and her 27-year-old boyfriend, Ronald Dow, were arraigned via video conferencing from jail. Lynn Scott faces misdemeanor child endangerment charges, while Dow is accused of burning and beating Lynn Scott's 3-year-old son, James. Dow's bail was set at $500,000 cash. Lynn Scott is being held on $100,000 cash bail. The two were arrested at an Orlando theme park last Wednesday after 2 weeks on the run. The young boy is recovering from severe injuries at Children's Hospital at Dartmouth in Lebanon. With only a few weeks remaining for politicians in Washington to avert falling off the fiscal cliff, Eagle Radio's Steve Burns reports on how New England's elected officials are handling the situation.
We keep hearing about the direness of this fiscal cliff, but what do your representatives in Congress think should be done in order to avoid the tax increases and spending cuts that come with no compromise? New Hampshire's Jean Shaheen believes Social Security shouldn't be touched since it's not contributing to the debt, she said. She did concede that changes to Medicare need to take place. In Massachusetts, Senator John Kerry said Republicans have to, quote, get serious about revenues and get precise, unquote. Kerry is asking for specifics from Republicans on which loopholes they'd like to close. Steve Burns, Eagle Radio.
Eagle Radio News Time is approaching 2 minutes past 12. Our national news and our forecast next. This WCCM News Update is brought to you by Man Orchards, 27 Pleasant Valley Street in Methuen.
For 135 years, Man Orchards in Methuen has been growing and selling the best apples and produce. I'm owner Bill Fitzgerald. Visit Man's today for our weekly produce specials, delicious country baked goods, a great selection of fresh fruits and vegetables, and of course, our famous homemade pies, made right on the farm in our own kitchen. It's always worth the trip from anywhere. Man Orchards, 27 Pleasant Valley Street, Methuen.
Eagle Radio News Time is approaching 3 minutes past 12 on this rather nice Monday. Sandy Wells joins us with our national news.
More than two dozen students and teachers at an Atlanta elementary school are being treated for carbon monoxide poisoning. At least six people were found passed out at Finch Elementary School, but have since regained consciousness. At least 25 victims were taken to area hospitals. The school has since been evacuated. Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa is urging both sides in the shipping clerk strike to stay at the negotiating table until a deal is reached. The strike at the Twin Ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach is costing the regional economy billions of dollars. Bob Costas is under fire for his commentary during Sunday Night Football on NBC last night. Costas read a portion of a column that blamed the murder-suicide involving Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Javon Belcher on guns.
Who knows? But here, wrote Jason Whitlock, is what I believe. If Javon Belcher didn't possess a gun, he and Cassandra Perkins would both be alive today.
Yahoo is getting rid of its public chat rooms. The feature will close down December 14th. On the company blog, Yahoo said public chat rooms and other features were being closed down because they weren't adding enough value for users. I'm Sandy Wells.
Mike Ellis has our Monday forecast.
There, Mike Ellis for Eagle Radio. Will be partly sunny for today and mild with high temperatures around 50 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows 30 to 35. Tomorrow, we'll have clouds, limited sunshine. It'll be warmer, highs into the low and mid-50s. For Wednesday, a couple of morning showers, then clouds followed by sunshine in the afternoon, the high 51. Weather brought to you by Garmin. Drive with good cheer. Nuvve is here. This holiday gift-giving season, give a Garmin. For Eagle Radio, I'm Mike Ellis.
Local news first. All the news you need to know. Eagle 1110, 1029 HD2. Our news time is approaching 5 minutes past 12. Our news hour continues. Just about 60 seconds.
Do you ever wonder why you keep using the same financial institution month after month? Even after you've said, that's it, I'm done with my bank. Maybe you're tired of the endless fees, or perhaps it's the lack of service. Let's face it, there's lots of banking choices out there. At the Savings Bank, we strongly encourage you to shop around. That's how confident we are that the Savings Bank will continue to come out on top.